Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So we got a lot of talk about who's going to get Chris Christie's percentage points. We also have a lot of talk about whether or not, you know, Nikki Haley's going to be able to close the gap. But there's something else going on in Iowa, too, as I understand. And I think that could be the weather as well. So we got to be careful with that. Welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we begin hour number three here of the broadcast. We are here. We're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we're going to be opening up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we have so much to tell you about on the program this morning. And again, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, everybody listening on AM 930, everybody across the GCN network, and everybody listening on the live streams this morning. And don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, if you'd like to opine that away. So without further ado, let's bring Denise Simon back in. FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, and, you know, here we are. It's Thursday. And, you know, I know a lot of people, they're waiting for Friday. But certainly, you know, as we go towards the Iowa caucuses, do you think that the weather could have any kind of effect on this?
I think it's going to have some. It can't help but do that. What's it going to be, like negative four?
Right. Yes.
I'm not so sure it's much about the temperature. Is it about the snow? It was snowing pretty hard there yesterday. So, but they're used to this. So, you know, maybe it may affect it by, you know, 10% or so. I mean, the Iowans are pretty tough people. They're very used to this, these kinds of winters. So, I can't make that prediction. I don't know, you know, their culture there when it comes to winter.
Well, but there's also going to be a lot of passion involved, you know, it's especially this go around. You know, I think that there's a lot of galvanization that's gone on. People want to have, no matter what, I think Republicans want to present a strong front, you know, coming into this election. Because everybody realizes, I hope, you know, the dire stakes that we're looking at here.
Yeah, there's, you know, and the people that have shown up for these town halls that were hosted by Fox for Haley and DeSantis and Trump last night, you know, they know their stuff. So those are the people that I would say are committed, you know, based on their questions. They're very direct questions, and they know their stuff, and I'm happy for that. It's the other people that, you know, didn't show up. You know, where are they? Are they kind of weak-kneed in this whole thing? It's hard to tell. But, you know, I would say Iowans, after, you know, having such concentration by these candidates for such a long time, from Vivek Ramaswamy to, you know, all the visits they've made to all the counties, they've heard a lot, so they're being taught a lot in these sessions, and for them, for anybody in Iowa to not have made up their mind by now, it's a little worrisome.
right. Well, yeah, but there's definitely some ebb and flow there. But Trump obviously has this huge, you know, command in terms of the base and so forth. So I suppose he could only, he could only have something that would be detrimental to him. I mean, he needs to win it far and away, both in Iowa and, of course, in New Hampshire, to keep that momentum going, you'd think.
Oh, I listened to his town hall last night, and I was pretty angry at some things that he had to say. He virtually took credit for everything. And
yeah.
And you know, there are things that he can't take credit for. But then he said that Ron DeSantis was very pro Fauci and that he shut down Florida hard during COVID. That's just categorically false.
Yeah, I don't recall that at all.
No,
yeah.
That's categorically false. He wasn't as hard on Nikki Haley as he was on Ron DeSantis, but he took credit for the Dobbs decision to the Supreme Court on abortion, and I'm like, really, dude? I mean, he took full blown credit for that. How do you do that?
Do you think it was just because Trump will speak extemporaneously, like almost all the time? So do you think it just kind of came to him at that point, or do you think that?
No, like he said it a couple of times.
Oh,
it wasn't
okay.
Yeah, he did. I was a little angry at some of the things that he had to say last night. The truth of the matter is, when you look at Haley, DeSantis, and Trump, none of their platforms are really different from each other. It's just a matter of how they get there. And, one question was, is your next presidency, if you're elected president, are you going to, have chaos follow you, which is really pretty much what Nikki Haley was saying. And he said, no, I didn't cause any chaos. The Democrats caused the chaos. We're in chaos. And, I appreciate the answer, but I can tell you that the Democrats are not going to give up on Trump. They're going to continue every single for the sake of argument, let's say he is president. They're going to continue to destroy the man. They're not going to let up. I mean, that's just, let's be real. And I think he should have said that. And then he said, we are going to be very prepared for that. The other piece is he was asked who, you have people that, were coming in and going in and out all the time in your administration. Who's going to work for you this time? Great question.
That is a great question. And we'll talk about that a little bit more on the other side of the break. Denise, stay right there. Folks, everybody stay right there. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you Thursday morning. Continue.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Thursday edition of the program. So much more to tell you about. And, of course, we've got Denise Simon with us this morning. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. And that telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959, if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. And, you know, Denise Simon, let's bring you right back in here. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, of course, is the website. You've got a lot of great articles and other materials over there for people to find out about, correct?
Thank you. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed you do. Yeah, see, we'll be happy to sort of trumpet your praises here on the program. But I'll tell you what, one of the things, of course, to round some of this out about what's happening, you know, Christy dropping out to some degree, you know, where his percentage points go, that's one thing. But something else that Trump sort of broke was the idea that he says he's already picked his VP. What does your crystal ball tell you of somebody who he would pick?
Well, let me go back here a little bit. The question before we went to break was, you know, who would Trump have in his administration? Who's going to work for him? And I think that's an excellent question because he went through an awful lot of people in his administration with secretaries of defense and chiefs of staff and so forth. And he says that he, you know, he was asked that question last night, and he says he's got some great people. And I'm not so sure about that one. Because, I mean, not only do they go after Trump, but they literally go after everybody that ever worked for Trump, too.
See,
I mean,
bingo. Look at Mark. Yeah, see, you're exactly on the right track there, because the question becomes, let's say that you're one of the most, you know, effective, learned people out there that Trump could tap. Are you going to go and put yourself into that position? I think that's a big ask, even if it's coming from the president of the United States,
right?
Because of the history of this.
And so he did say that he's already chosen his VP. Now, I don't know whether this person has accepted to be on the ticket or not, or he's even asked somebody yet. He may have it in his mind. We don't know that, but he just dropped that little bit of information last night in the town hall, but wasn't going to go any further with it. So the question then becomes, who is it? Well, it's kind of interesting, some of the guesses that are out there. And my guess is none of the guesses that are out there, but I would say Lee Zeldin may be a good choice. I don't, you know, people are saying Lee Stefanik. I don't want to take any Republican out of their current position. We need every Republican that's in their position to stay in their position and to force multiply. But Lee Zeldin is not doing anything. So I think he would, if there's going to be a choice, that's who, my choice would be for Trump.
Well, and I think you're right. And he may have already decided in his mind who he would ask, but I think it may be premature. And, you know, at some point it would leak unless you would have an absolute private conversation with somebody that nobody else knows about, and then it wouldn't leak.
Right. I mean, so we need to keep, Republican governors in their slots, and we need to keep Republican senators in their slots so that, in my opinion, Tim Scott needs to stay where he is. Now, Ben Carson's not doing too much, but I don't think that Ben Carson has the chops to do a vice presidential job. I think that he could do the Department of Education. I mean, he's already been in the administration, but certainly in a subordinate position. It's going to take people with to kind of be a Marine that are leathernecks, if you understand what I'm saying. It's going to take somebody with very thick skin.
Oh, sure. Yeah, because as you indicated, it's never going to let up.
Well, never.
Well, what do you think about what happened in Virginia on Tuesday? Does this have a national implication? You know, these were Republican seats that they sort of held on to, but is this a bellwether for what we can expect in the?
I'm not sure bellwether. It's we'd like to think. That some of these indications are bellwethers, but I think voters are one, too fickle, and two, any place that the Republicans may prevail, the Democrats are going to dig in harder and harder and harder in other places. And I would keep an eye on Texas and Georgia. I think that the Democrats are really going to see what they can do to turn those states as blue as they can make them.
Well, sure. Well, what do you think about this? What do you think about the division that's there between the two parties, that no matter what, whatever candidate says about what, the other side is always going to rip it to shreds? Is there anything common? Is there a common ground?
No.
Yeah, because typically you could say, let's get the economy working, but then there's two different sides to who blames who for the economy, that kind of stuff.
This country, if you just listened at the hearing yesterday and the contempt hearing for Hunter Biden, that whole charade that happened yesterday and what Democrats had to say, Democrats don't want to go to the middle and meet anybody. They're dug in. And that tells me that, they will continue the assault on Republicans and conservatives and Trump, period. I mean, that whole thing, it was such a charade yesterday. It was wild.
Well, it really was. And Hunter Biden stormed out, as I understand.
As he was going to take the question. I mean, I was watching it. He's here to, take questions. Okay, well, let me first say, the Secret Service showed up prior to his arrival, which means this was planned. Okay, this wasn't just some impromptu appearance. He shows up with a film crew, I might add, because remember this Kevin Morris sugar brother fella is flipping the bill for everything and doing a movie, My Son Hunter. So a film crew shows up. They happen to get front row seats, three front row seats. Well, they just happened to be empty for when they showed up. So he was, all three of them, including his lawyer, showed contempt for the contempt hearings. You can be sure that Joe Biden knew that this was going to happen. You can absolutely be sure of it.
Indeed.
So that just tells you that Abby Lowell, Hunter Biden, with, I would say, the knowledge of Joe Biden and Kevin Morris and that whole crowd, have absolute disdain for the process, for government agencies, for the House authority, for the Oversight Committee, for anything. I mean, that absolutely showed complete disrespect and disregard and disdain for the system.
Well, and of course, they want to project that as much as possible.
And did.
Yeah, exactly, to try to make it look as though, again, this is some big witch hunt. And I think, didn't Hunter Biden say something to a reporter, does your dad call you ever, or, you know, this kind of thing?
Hillary Vaughn.
Yeah, yeah.
And Hillary Vaughn is married to Peter Ducey. Okay?
Yeah.
And she can be a stick of dynamite. She's a whippersnapper. So she says, you know, she asked about the phone calls. And, you know, Hunter Biden, you know, he says, do you have a dad? Yeah. Do you talk to him on the telephone? Do you answer the phone if he calls? Well, that just confirmed the fact that he and his dad talk. Yeah, but my dad doesn't call me during business meetings. And then he shut up. Mm-hmm.
Well, again, because they try to sort of poo-poo the whole thing and say, no, this is all normal. And again,
well, he was being sarcastic. He was being completely a snot to Hillary Vaughn. And that's okay if he wants to be a snot, but that just tells you that either it, whatever kind of testimony, whatever setting, behind closed doors in an open forum, he, especially in behind closed doors, he would be a complete snot with his answers. When, in fact, you know, the House has already interviewed and gotten testimony from all kinds of people. So they've got some interesting testimony out there that isn't in Hunter's favor.
Well, that's right. And they want to be able to have a closed-door meeting because they want to get rid of the grandstanding and get down to business, basically.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely right. In an open session, that's all the Democrats are going to do, which says that we're going to stay divided.
No kidding. Stay right there, Denise. We're going to come right back. We'll open up the telephone lines, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was a foot in the foot.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Thursday edition of the program. Hour number three is rolling along, and we've got phone lines lighting up. And as we said, we'll open up the telephone lines here at the bottom of the hour. If you have any questions or comments for Denise Simon, and Denise, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's head right over to the telephone lines here real quick. We've got lines 1, 2, and 3 already lighting up. So that is very, very cool indeed. Let's listen in here first to Backgammon Bob. Good morning, Backgammon Bob, again.
Good morning. Denise, on the upcoming election, possible voter fraud in the swing states and maybe other states. 4 different things that we have to worry about. 1 is the illegals are voting. 2 is drop boxes and ballot harvesting. 3 is voting machines where they can run the same ballots through many times, and well, double voting of ballots also. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about was, what do you think Nikki Haley's chances are now that Chris Christie is out of the race? All right, that's it.
Okay, great question. Thank you, Backgammon Bob. And we've got more lines lighting up here as we just finished that call right there. Denise, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm not going to put anything past the Democrats. They know what necessarily works last time when it came to ballot harvesting and, handing out voter ID cards to whomever, so I'm not putting anything past them. Nikki Haley, she went up dramatically in her fundraising after her town hall this week. So I think that, you know, she's caught the attention of people in Wall Street, and I think that she's kind of closing the gap. I'm not a particular fan of Nikki Haley, but she's gained some traction here.
Indeed. Let's head over to the telephone lines. Tony in Tampa, you're on with Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that Nikki Haley would have a better chance to beat Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama than 87-year-old Donald Trump?
Oh, well, I don't know if I can give a knee-jerk answer on that one.
And Trump, think, Trump is, he's 78 or 79 right now, I think, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I think she could beat out Newsom or a Michelle Obama, yes. But I think she's going to have a hard push trying to beat Trump.
Indeed. Yeah, and I get your point, Tony. Yeah, I think age factor on both sides of the equation can be pretty significant as people really do head to the general election. But we appreciate the call very much. Thanks again.
Hey, thank you very much.
78, you can be 78 or you can be 80, but there are some people that are pretty articulate and pretty spry at 80 and 85.
So, age isn't the only factor.
No.
But we do see, Trump versus Biden in terms of what they're like at this age, generally speaking, is Biden
it's remarkable.
It is very, very remarkable. All right, let's head over to, we've got Rick in Tampa. Good morning, Rick in Tampa. You're on with Denise Simon.
Well, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey.
I think that we don't have to worry too much about who is the Republican. Fact is, we got to worry about the Democrats. And I'm worried that everybody's so focused on Biden that they're forgetting that the Democrats are the real problem. Biden's been someone's problem ever since he was a small boy, and he'll continue to be. But the only reason he's in there is they can't figure a way to force him out without. He's telling them, hey, I'll go, but before I go, I'm going to pardon myself and every one of my family members for anything they may do in the past or may have done in the past or will do in the future. And they're saying, no, we can't have that. And so he'll be there until he gets that pardon somehow, but whatever, it doesn't matter. I think that if people realize what's happening with our entire structure, we need someone to get back in there and pull us back toward the Constitution. And that's just it. If we don't do that, then we're going to have to deal with social engineering until the wheels come off.
Yep.
Good point. Good point. And indeed, Rick in Tampa, we appreciate the call very much. Absolutely.
All right. Y'all have fun.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Denise, I don't disagree with what he's talking about. Absolutely.
And the only one that I think has actually mentioned anything like that was actually Ron DeSantis. He wants to go back to what the founders gave us. He says that often. I don't hear that out of Trump, and I don't hear that on Nikki Haley. I hear some of it out of Ramaswamy, but I think he just throws it out there. I don't think he necessarily knows what it means. But I would also say this, and this is important. There's some key power players out there that we tend to forget about. And one is Eric Holder, who popped up his head this week and said how dangerous it would be if Trump was president again. Michelle Obama came out and said the same thing this week.
Yeah.
So they're kind of rallying these forces. But the other one that really I'm terrified of and will always be terrified of is Mark Elias. And he, along with the John Podesta types, are the ones that have engineered the DNC and how they're going to do these voting tactics and poll tactics and ballot tactics and all these other kinds of things. And don't think that they're not working in the background, because I certainly believe they are.
Indeed. All right. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada. You're on with Denise Simon. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. You know, as a former public high school history teacher, I really enjoy listening to Chris Christie. He is a total clown, but he humors me. He loves the spotlight. He loves to hear himself talk. And, you know, I like that. It humors me. It's fun to listen to him. Whether he's significant or not, I think his voice needs to remain out there, and he says he intends to do that. But let me cut to the chase. I watched the debate between DeSantis and Nikki Haley, and I got to tell you, DeSantis brings a skill set that is only matched by Vivek Vivaswamy. These two guys are smart, sharp. I mean, they know their subject. They are well-equipped. They need to stay in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's still Donald Trump's race. Mm-hmm. I think the country at this moment in history needs to have Donald Trump return. DeSantis, though, his best contribution would be to remain as governor
yes.
of Florida for the time being. But
yes.
He exploded,
mm-hmm.
or to use Chris Christie's terminology, smoked not only Nikki Haley, he made her look silly. He exploded CNN. You know, he exploded Dana Bash and Jake Tapper. I'm even watching him now, this assembly of talking heads. He took them apart. You know, I got to tell you, I am so impressed with him tonight. One thing I love about Donald Trump, he does not play patty cake with the media. George
no.
Bush, the two of them, even Ronald Reagan, they played patty cake with the media. Donald Trump stood up to the media. DeSantis, he did not allow them to define the narrative tonight. He was awesome.
Yeah.
Denise, thank what do you think?
Yeah, thanks, Neil. We appreciate
the call. I can't agree more. You know, I will say this. Nikki Haley is very articulate in her answers. I don't necessarily like her answers, but she's very articulate. DeSantis is not as articulate as she, but if you listen carefully to DeSantis's answers, he is the one that wants to hold on to that Constitution, and he wants the government to be the people's government and not the other way around. Which is the reason I say that the power needs to go back to the states. That's by design, and DeSantis says it all the time. And I don't think people understand that whole notion. I want DeSantis to stay governor. You know, it's not his time. I've said that, you know, for 3 years now.
Yeah.
But anyway, he needs to force multiply so we have 40 or 45 states with Republican governors.
Yeah, I think you're right. Absolutely. Denise Simon, thanks again. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Good morning.
And caller, we do apologize. We're starting to hit the break, but we hope that you can call back another time. We're always glad to hear from you, but we're going to hit the hard break. So we're real sorry, and we will talk to you, everybody else, of course, on the other side.
It's obvious the unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day.
Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. Thursday edition is rolling along, and we are having fun.
Also, I've been really
read into it to that, you know, great of a degree. I mean, poll numbers are just not there, but, you know, you got to, you know, at least he and, you know, he had a good point. You know, at least he was one that was actually going after the front runner, which, you know, the other candidates have really kind of been reluctant to do. And, you know, it was the hot mic, something like that, they're going to get killed because they're, you know, not willing to go ahead and do that. I mean, I thought his debate performances were fairly good. But again, it's the reality of the terrain at this point in time, and we'll see what's going to happen next.
Well, indeed, and certainly, and once again, folks, we're talking with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And once again, welcome back to the program, everybody. And, you know, of course, Chris, what we're seeing, of course, out in the economy right now, there was something that happened earlier, and that was the Security and Exchange Commission approved bitcoins in some form or fashion. Are you familiar with that?
It's some sort of ETF that they're putting together to allow people to own Bitcoin in an exchange traded fund. There was some glitches in regards to information where SEC's Twitter account was hacked. I don't really bear it much mind. That's one area I really just kind of avoid. A lot of the crypto stuff, to me, and I go along with Jamie Dimon, I think it's kind of like a pet rock. I really don't understand it to the degree that, other people, love the darn thing. To me, it's an easy way for, terrorists and bad people and drug dealers to move money around the globe outside of the financial system. So you got to understand the hoops and the things that I have to do, and rightfully so, to make sure know your client rules and making sure anti-money laundering things that we have to do as an advisor. This skips all that. I mean, again, it makes money laundering easy, and this is why I'm not too much of a fan.
Well, I would absolutely agree with you on that. But something else too, we're waiting for. On Thursday, and of course this is very early in the morning on Thursday right now, but later in the day we should get, I believe, the inflation report, and it looks like the markets were anticipating this with some of the stocks rising, we understood, on Wednesday.
Yeah, I've been up down all over the place. I mean, this year's, had a rough first week. They're going to look into this report. I mean, the initial jobless report for December, face value, it looked like it was very strong, but you look at the internals, and I don't think that's the case. Again, everybody will be parsing the inflation report when it hits this morning as well. It could definitely, depending upon whether it's really hot or really cold, can send the market in either direction, but again, it's also trends over time, and you can't put too much into one report.
Well, as always, of course, of course, it'll be interpreted in many different ways, and especially where the political agendas are concerned. I think a lot of people just would yearn for the ability to simply say, this is what it means, and this is what's going to happen as a result of that. But, of course, there's so much spin that goes into that, of course.
Well, again, there's other things that can happen as well. I mean, you talk about problem with shipping right now. With container prices, go skyrocketing because of what's happening in the Red Sea, because they have to move ships in a different direction down, to the southern tip of Africa and around. It's going to cost. It's delaying things, and that can drive prices up as well. And that's inflationary too. But can the Federal Reserve do anything about that? Not really.
Exactly right. And we talked a little bit about Boeing, I think, in our last conversation. We understand now that they're canceling all the flights that have to do with the Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft, at least through the 13th of January. But obviously, this is going to have, I can't imagine, can these planes just get back in the air? I mean, just even from a business standpoint, do you take that liability?
Again, this is, to me, it's a national embarrassment, and quite frankly, Boeing needs to, you got Lena Khan, who's got going after all these companies, these tech companies, for looking to break them up for monopolies and going after them with lawsuits. Why don't you go after Boeing to break that up? Because, you know, they're living on their defense contracts and they're putting out, you know, crappy products when it comes to commercial aircraft, and that's not a good look at all. You know, this is something, you know, at this point in time that it needs to be, you know, dealt with. The CEO needs to go. The board members need to go. This is completely unacceptable. And, you know, this has been going on for some time now, the direction that this company is heading. And now even Elon Musk tweeted out yesterday and how they changed the pay packages for executives and C-suite people based upon their DEI hiring. And I'm like, so you're putting up airplanes into the sky and you're more concerned about diversity, equity, inclusion when it comes to your hiring than it is in regards to the safety of the airplanes. I'm sorry, it's absurd. It really is. These things shouldn't be happening. And again, it's an embarrassment.
Well, yeah, these are the things that creep in because of political agendas, because of some kind of societal remake or somebody else's interpretation. But it flies in the face of practicality so much that it actually puts these things, you know, it puts people in danger to some degree. I mean, everybody wants to be fair. I'm not talking about not having fairness or stuff like that. But it when this becomes the overriding driving factor, it's like you're living in a fantasy land as opposed to here's how we make airplanes or here's how we do these kinds of things.
Yeah, and again, things need to go back to, you know, I did a lengthy podcast on meritocracy and the importance of it, and that's the direction we need to head back into.
Well, now this is a little bit off topic, but of course you're up in the New York area right now, and so what have you heard, because there was this sort of viral video of the homeless person on the subway platform where all the rats come out of their blanket, basically. And I understand that there's a larger issue in New York City. What are you hearing up in that area?
Oh, with rats?
Yeah.
The mayor of the city is actually trying to, he actually has a rat czar now trying to go after the rat problem. Used to be something, you know, I lived in the city, you know, subway platform at night, and you'd see them running around, but they're much more prevalent now. They are, and again, you know, it's what happens when you let things go in a port city. I don't know what the answer is at this point in time, but without a doubt, they're there.
Well, again, yeah, it's a great example that it's easier to let things slide and fall apart than it is to try to build it all back up, basically, you know, after, because New York City had become such a great place to visit, you know, even, I mean, back in the day of Giuliani and so forth, and even subsequent to that, it, you know, they had a much better sort of, it was a much better destination. But nowadays, it seems like that's really faltering.
It's very different. There's cities become compartmentalized again in the sense that, you know, there's areas that you just, you know, not good areas and bad. It gotten away from that, you know, after Giuliani and Bloomberg and what they did for the city. It's without a doubt, it's not the same. It doesn't have the walking traffic that it had before. Not as many people living there as there was before. There's definitely a different vibe and a different dynamic.
Yeah, very unfortunate indeed. All right, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. Thanks again. We'll talk to you on Friday.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are coming right back after the top of the hour. Got a lot more to talk about. Hour number three in the books.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.